So, Brandon, it was a great gig at Leicester Jazz House. I really, really enjoyed it. And you might think that I say that to everybody, but actually, I didn't. I really, really enjoyed it. So thanks very much. Tell me, why the Stanley Turrentine Project? Why is your album about Stanley Turrentine and his music?
Well, basically, 2016, I did something about Gene Ammons, and basically Gene Ammons was one of my earliest influences, So I just sort of thought, okay, well, let's play some of these tunes that he recorded. And then as I sort of did it, it became aware that I could kind of play the music of this sort of, saxophone legend, but kind of put my own stamp on it. And so that really worked really well. And the it, people seemed to like it because it was a sort of a sort of a proper jazz project, but it was kind of quite palatable really to the ear, because it was not just because of the material, but because of the fact that as a player he was sort of rooted in jazz, but also some of the later, like more like soul jazz, funkier side of thing. And so that went really well. And when that ran its course, there was a period where I made another album in between, and then I was just listening to a load of Stanley Turrentine, and it was like, actually, that shouldn't be fun to do. And oh, that could be quite good. I could kind of arrange that way. And then basically, I was working with some guys at the moment. Said, well, that band would work really well for that music. So it just kind of happened out of that, really. It's kind of funny that I end up doing another homage to another saxophonist. But it was a kind of a good one, because obviously everyone sort of plays the music of Coltrane, or they do Sonny Rollins, or they do this and do that, but not too many people that touch Turrentine. So I thought it was a good little thing to follow,
Yeah, brilliant. I really enjoyed it. It was really, really good. Now, you touched on the band, and I have to say, the band you were just outstanding. Tell me about the band. Have you gotten to know them? Do they play with you regularly? What's the deal?
Connor is that he's extremely versatile. He can do sort of very sort of contemporary projects on either electric or double. Dave, ever since I've said I probably played with Dave maybe 8 years ago, and I was like, that feels really good. He's got a great feel, And Will was one of those guys that, I mean, I love playing with pianists, so I'm always sort of, when I discover a pianist that I like, I sort of tend to kind of stick with them for a while, And all of these guys are really committed to the project, and we all get on like a house on fire and stuff. So why it's worked is because they've all played together in other projects too. So yeah, I'm really happy with like just the chemistry. It's great because there's no issues, there's no problems, no one's annoying anyone else. But and when we get on the bandstand, everyone's 100% committed. So yeah, so it's cool.
What were your favorite tracks on your new album?
I really like The Island, and I like Little Green Apples, and I like Evil. I think came out really well, and it's quite interesting to hear how they're all sort of developing live, because they are definitely changing. And so it's really nice, I have to say. I'm just yeah, kind of really happy with how the whole thing is just sort of moving. And I mean, the album we recorded in one day, so I mean it was kind of miraculous, really. I mean, it was, it's sort of self-funded project. You sort of, but there was something about just going in and having to do it, and just having to concentrate and accept what you've done. We recorded it in one day, and everyone did a great job. I mean, there's barely any editing on the album. I mean, probably just the saxophone,
No, I'm sure that's not the case. Anyway, I really enjoyed the album. It's really good. So now, of course, the inevitable question then is, what next? What do you think? I mean, you're touring at the moment, so I know you played Wiltshire, Leicester, Shrewsbury, Bristol. What other dates have you got on this tour, or are you about to finish?
Yeah, so we're basically tonight we're in Shrewsbury at the Hive, and then next week we have another little run. So on Friday, I think it's the 18th. We're at the Bear Club in Luton, which is a nice spot there. And then Peggy Skylight in Nottingham on the Saturday 19th. And then the 20th, we're at one of my old, like, it's probably the gig that I've been doing. I've been playing at this venue, or one of the venues, many venues, down in Croydon for about 21 years. So when I first sent out my first demos, when I arrived in the UK, this guy Ken basically booked me to play at his venue. And so I've basically played at sort of 6 or 7 of his different venues in Croydon. So it's kind of like do the late night gig in Peggy Scarlet, get home like kind of late, and then try and make it for a lunchtime gig. But it's really cool. Yeah. It's a cool venue for me. So so we finish at the Oval in Croydon. And then at the end of the month, we play at the Eastside Jazz Club in Leytonstone, not in Birmingham.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, so,
well, great. Yeah. Well, hopefully people who are listening to the interview will get the opportunity to go and see you, because it's you're well worth seeing that. And then, so what do you think you might work on next recording wise?
Well, I mean, I've got a sort of a lockdown album, which I'm trying to get finished. I may try and release that. We're talking about maybe with this doing some sort of a live thing, maybe, and adding some other tracks to it. So we may do that. Yeah, I'm not sure. There's a few things that I could do, but I think I'm going to just sort of try and, follow this through. I'm trying to get some, festivals for this and try and get us abroad. And I'm also going out and doing this project with some other people. I'm doing something in Paris, and I'm also doing something in Rome. I have a friend in Holland that I might do some stuff. So it's, trying to kind of push this project, bring the band, obviously, wherever I can. But, if I can nip across and do a couple of nights on my own with some other people that I've worked with, I'm going to do that as well. So, yes, I mean, I have a tendency to kind of jump the gun and like start something else. And then, so I'm trying to kind of stick with the project for at least 6 months.
I see. Well, that's good. Okay, good. Final thing for me is, who are you listening to at the moment? Give us the names of 2 or 3 artists, either older or contemporary. What do you rate at the moment?
I mean, I'm always listening to different things all the time, to be honest with you. And sometimes I go through phases of, listening to one particular artist. Like this morning, I've been listening to Cedar Walton. It was like an album with Bob Berg. And so I was listening to that. It's like from the 70s, I'll get obsessed with Stan Getz again for a while, or go back to listening to Charlie Parker. And because, because of sort of Spotify and Apple Music and all that, there's always these new recordings coming out. I'm sort of keep revisiting all these old people. I mean, I'm a bit stuck in the past, really.
So listen, I know you're going to be getting back on the road soon to get to your next gig. Thanks ever so much, Brandon. I really appreciate it. Great set that you did.
Nice. Well, thank you very much, Sanjay.